This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show and bring up anything. Kicking off hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streams that we've got there, broadband version, dial-up version. They're both free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I think one of the things we should do, gentlemen, when we get to the Free State, when the Liberty Movement really kicks into high gear up there, is ban FEMA from within the state of New Hampshire. We have no use for an organization like that. We, of course, spent the first hour just railing against FEMA and how incompetent, how stupid, slow, inefficient, and bureaucratic they are. And if there's anybody out there that can defend FEMA, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We had one guy call in last night, claimed that he worked for FEMA, but he wouldn't say anything beyond, we know what we're doing, and we're the federal government. I mean, literally, that's what he pretty much said. I asked him a couple of specific questions, and he said, look, we know what we're doing. Huh? We're the federal government.
Well, it sounds like he checks out.
So I wanted to get to a couple of emails about the Nolan situation, the tragedy down there. This one from Matthew. Matthew has a question. He's kind of questioning our principal on the show. He says, first of all, I don't understand what makes you think a private organization will care any more about the condition of a levee than a government would. The only way you can hold any institution responsible for appropriate maintenance of public property is to have some central oversight committee, something like a government. Well, the first problem with what you just said, Matt, is that we don't want it to be public property. We don't want the levee to be public property, okay? Because that's going to contribute to problems. If the levee was fully privatized, it would be another situation. But he's still kind of questioning that.
Well, I don't think that a levee would exist under a private system.
I think you're right about that.
I mean, I don't think that that would have ever occurred. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
And what makes the most sense is if Nolens was able to build and expand throughout history with a free market situation, I think you're right, man. Which I think in that case, nobody would have built in low-lying areas. And if they did, they would understand they would have been at risk for it. And I agree with you.
Well, and I feel like the citizens of New Orleans are responsible for their own actions in building in low-lying areas currently. I mean, you know, they trusted themselves to the whims of nature. And I just don't, you know, they're predicting $200 billion in rebuild costs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I am responsible for that.
For their bad decisions.
Nor do I feel that the people of New Orleans are responsible for me eating red meat all the time or candy bars and getting fat and being exposed to diabetes or heart disease or smoking cigars.
Or
and
if
being,
we got hit by a hurricane.
I don't expect them to pay for my medical bills. Or if a meteorite came down. Those kind of things. I don't expect them to... You know, if it was just a hurricane, that would be one thing. Let's be clear that this might be one of the worst natural disasters in American history because... of the flooding, and it because of the fact that their homes were built below the waterline, and the lowest points of New Orleans being 62 feet below sea level.
He says, had any private organization been in charge of that levee, you'd have ended up with the same result. He says, nobody would have cared until the levee broke. Now, again, he's kind of suggesting that if a private organization were to take over this publicly owned property, that it would still be inefficient. He might be right about that, if it was still publicly owned. And I don't even know if a private organization would want to take something like that over. I mean, if the city of New Orleans approached you and said, hey, we need somebody, we don't want to take care of this levee anymore, how'd you like to bid for it, man? Which, would you like that responsibility of taking care of that levee?
Well... people would be responsible for paying me to maintain that levee.
Right. I think that you probably would still find that if that was a situation, the private maintainer would do a better job just because he's getting paid. And if he doesn't do a good job, there's a possible lawsuit there against him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this case, nobody can be sued for this mistake. Nobody. The Army Corps of Engineers, they can't be sued.
If the public didn't feel that the private maintainer of the levee was doing a good job, they could fire that one and get another one.
That's true.
So,
and with private industry, it's in their best interest to keep the levee maintained, whereas
with government. I mean, they could just do anything they want and fear no consequence.
You know, I don't have a particular free market solution to the Levy system. It's not easy. It's kind of like that, you know, cable system thing, but even more entrenched. I mean, under a cable system, at the very least, you could allow two companies to run cable throughout the city, and then you could have two cable companies or more if that's what they chose to do. But under a Levy system, you know, one would think that there would a free market solution. A Levy is not a free market solution.
No.
Okay. So to say that the free market solution to Levies, it's difficult. You know.
Yeah. It's well. It would be the private marketplace.
It's like
coming
the free
in
market
trying,
solution to policing.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Trying to kind of adapt its ways to this publicly owned properties, which is why I'm suggesting if you're going to have a Levy, it needs to be fully privately owned. That way there's full responsibility. But Matt finally says, well, that's my main gripe about the libertarian movement. I agree with a lot of the philosophy, but it seems to me that when we get down to it, the libertarian answer really isn't all that much better than any other answer. Well, Matt, how far have you gotten down to it? How far have you looked into the libertarian answer? Because
that's
the libertarian answer.
Levies doesn't work. I'm out of here.
Because the
libertarians can't handle levies.
I heard something about roads. I'm not touching it.
The libertarian solution is the most sensible, most humane solution. It says that things should be done voluntarily. It simply says that all of these so-called services that the government offers to people shouldn't be offered at the point of a gun. You're forced to pay for Nolens to be rebuilt. You're forced to pay for garbage collection. You're forced to pay for all these different things that the government insists that you be a part of. You don't have the option of opting out of a lot of these programs. You don't have the option of just saying no to the government. The libertarian solution is always a better choice because it doesn't involve forcing people to do things. Libertarians say that voluntary options are the solution. Voluntary solutions are the way to go. And it seems clear, especially in a time of emergency, especially in a time of disaster, that the libertarian solution is the choice that would work out the best. If there wasn't a federal government occupying the streets of Nolens, if there wasn't 50,000 troops there keeping everyone out of the city, then everybody who wanted to come into this disaster-struck area would be able to do so. Everybody who wanted to stay at their homes and defend their property would be able to do so without fear of having the government come and forcibly extracting them from their own property, which is what we're going to have happening now. The cops are going to go around and pull people from their homes, house by house. So we wouldn't have this control, this crazy control grid thing going on in Nolens. Everybody who wanted to help out, the charitable organizations, the volunteers that naturally rush towards things like this. Naturally, when people hear about tragedy striking like this, there are people all across the country. We gave the example of the 1,400 firefighters that came down there that'll put their lives on hold. Their family lives, their friends, their jobs, put them on hold, get into their truck, pile three or four more people in the back, and head on down to the tragic area, to the disaster area. They want to help, but the federal government's preventing them from helping. If we would just let people who want to be there, you would find that there would be this natural order that would spring up. A natural organization of people doing what they want to do, doing what their best making it so their talents aren't being squandered. Like FEMA, earlier we were talking about this, had squandered 1,400 firefighters that came in expecting to save lives. FEMA said, you're going to hand out paperwork.
How many thousands of gallons of diesel fuel?
That they were holding in the harbor in Jefferson
Walmart's
Parish.
You know, thousands of gallons of water.
Yeah. And those are just the examples we're hearing about. There's more. I mean, there's far more. We had the guy talking about how he was on the phone with his mom 5 days in a row telling mom that help was going to be there the next day, the day after that, and the day after that, and then his mom drowned as a result of the fact that bureaucracy is slow and inefficient, and it's killing people. It would be funny if it weren't so tragic. More coming back. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers.
What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Personal, political, anything goes. We're talking about Nolens and the tragedy down there, which, of course, has been amplified by about 100 times due to the fact that government is totally incompetent, totally clueless, and so clueless and so incompetent that it's dangerous to people. It's dangerous to your health to have the government nearby saving lives and doing what's right for people. What was it the phrase they used before? Saving people from themselves? Helping people help? Yep. Helping people who won't help themselves, yeah, or something like that?
I think
that?
It's saving people from themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No thanks. How about you just stay away from me, okay? I don't want your help. I never asked for it. Just go away. I wish the good people of New Orleans could say that to these armed thugs who will very soon be coming around to their houses and throwing them out at gunpoint.
Without getting shot, right.
Yeah. We've got some emails, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Max in California. He says, the Levees could have been built under a free market. New Orleans wasn't originally under sea level. It sunk since the city was first founded. He says, suppose New Orleans was founded by a big landowner looking to start a gated community. An economically intelligent thing to do, especially since it may not have been apparent that Levees would ever have to be built, or at least not for long enough to pay back the investment. Once the city was built, it would be in the big landowner's interest to raise rent a little bit and build levees to protect his property. So he's saying that originally they didn't know it was going to sink. So when they right. when they built, and if it did start to sink and you already built yourself your pretty little city and your gated community, then just go ahead and raise the rent and build a levee. It'd be a private levee at that point. And it would be built out of necessity because you don't want to just totally lose your investment. He says the situation would escalate until it was no longer economically feasible to continue to reinforce the levees, which would be virtually forever, considering how much an entire city could generate in rent. The important thing to remember is the city wasn't founded underwater. It sunk gradually. A private landowner could have let New Orleans survive while below sea level, just as the government did. The levees would be better supported, but they would still be there. Also, it wouldn't have been stupid for someone to buy that piece of property. The revenue generated by the beachfront property alone would vastly outweigh the costs of building and maintaining the levees for hundreds of years. So Max is pointing out a very realistic situation in which how the levees could have been privately owned if we'd had a system, a history of private ownership in this country. If we'd had true respect for property rights in America, if we'd had a free market, if we'd had a free America, this whole tragedy probably never would have happened.
I can't see how it would have.
So great email from Max. And finally from the White Rabbit. He emails in and says, you brought up the United Way as an example of a good charity along with the Red Cross and Salvation Army. They're beginning their yearly drive to get employees of various companies to sign up for automatic contributions. Well, I learned something last year that made me say no to the United Way. Every local group, United Way group, apparently gives money to the national organization for the use of the United Way name. I believe that they also pay a percentage tribute based upon the money that they bring in. Locally, the United Way partners with government to help out with programs, which in itself is not a bad thing. Heck, I'd love to see them step up and say, hey, government, we'll take it from here. Unfortunately, what they're doing is the complete opposite. They dream up the program, come up with a percentage of the cost, then lobby for the rest of the program to be taxpayer-funded. At the national level, they even employ congressional lobbyists. They have a political action site where they allow people to contact their congressperson, much like the way DownsizedDC.org works, except for the opposite purposes. And for these reasons, I refuse to donate money through the United Way, and more importantly, I'll be sure to tell them why, from the White Rabbit. So, very interesting. So, sounds like the United Way might not be a very good option if what he's saying is correct.
I've never been a big fan, personally, of the United Way, but I'm not saying that it's not a good organization. I'm not...
I didn't know this about them. You know, I just threw their name out there because they're big and I heard...
I never heard you say United Way.
Yesterday, I mentioned them once. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that slid by me.
I mentioned them in a series of Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army kind of thing.
Okay.
You missed it.
I'll take your word for it. I don't remember that happening.
Let's talk to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here, Andrew.
Yeah, cool. I was just wondering, you know how sometimes police officers need to stand on a corner of a street and watch it just to make sure there's not pickpockets?
You live in New Jersey. That's probably a Jersey thing, but okay.
In a form of, you know, regulation, which is their role. I was wondering, what is the proper role of the government in regulating a levy? You know, should they? Because obviously, people cannot do the legwork of researching the safety of this levy themselves. It's just too much for them. Just as they can't watch all the pickpockets themselves. So, should people receive a warning when they move into an area from a government that has a levy protecting it, or how should that work?
Yeah, I don't know. You're trusting the government to take care of something as valuable as your property, and it's a dangerous proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Government can't. I mean, if you want government to take care of the levy, I mean, it's enough to ask them to take care of a levy, but asking them to warn people when they come into the area, that's just another ball for them to drop, really.
Yeah,
government shouldn't have any business doing any of this.
Hmm. So you don't think they have any role of regulation in this in the Levy situation.
No, absolutely not. And as we pointed out, if it weren't for the government in the first place, probably these levees never would have been built because nobody would have ever really built in these dangerous areas.
Of course, of course.
Right. So government regulation really just ends up strangling and preventing people from doing things in general.
You know, I've thought of some other interesting forms of regulation. For example, real quickly, just with the airplane crashes last week, I was thinking when you're going on an airplane, perhaps it would be standard procedure for them to post the history of the airplane as you board it, or perhaps as you buy your ticket, you know, that would say the maintenance record and stuff like that.
Who's going to look at that?
Somebody might.
But only a few people. I mean, most people aren't going to delve through the history of a particular aircraft.
I don't see why you can't request it. I bet you could.
Yeah.
I bet you could get it.
Well,
if you requested it.
A free market, a company would want to freely give that information.
Absolutely. Relatively, a somewhat free market in air travel.
What? No, we don't.
You get to choose from a lot of airlines that have the same offering.
Okay, we're not as restricted as communist China, but we don't really have a relatively free market. They're heavily regulated and heavily restricted.
Do you think that they all compete on the same field? And that what I'm trying to say here is that you should be able to, if they want your business, that you should be able to demand the.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What do they call the?
The history of the airplane.
No, there's some term for it, but
the Carfax for airplanes.
I think they call it a success or something like that.
I think if you asked for the history of a certain airplane, you would get locked up so fast.
Yeah, right? Like
that's not right.
Consider you a terrorist, maybe. Sure.
Exactly.
Andrew, any other thoughts for us?
No, that's about it for now, but I hope you're going again in the future, and just want to say thanks for having the show. I just discovered it recently.
Well, we're glad you're out there, man. Keep up with us, and we look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Let's shift gears, gents. Let's go to the gay marriage situation. Man, what you've got a story out of California. Apparently some legislation has been passed by the California House or Senate or both, I'm not sure, that is going to legalize gay marriage. Is that correct?
Looks that way. let's see, this is from sfgate.com.
Mm-hmm.
The State Assembly, in a stunning victory for the gay rights movement, approved a landmark bill allowing same-sex marriage Tuesday night and sent it to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The measure, which passed with no votes to spare, marks the first time the legislative body in the United States has approved a bill that legalizes gay marriage.
We'll come back with the details. 800-259-9231. Of course, we need your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. And of course, you can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyka with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Johnny right over. Not so fast. This may be a great game for the playground, but not for school zones. When I come back, I'll give you tips on playing well with others.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit bgfindashop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
The three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are a great trio for classrooms, but they also apply to school zone safety.
Reading posted signs and following the speed limit are a must. Be aware that some cities enforce lower school speed zones 24 hours a day, not just when school's in session. Writing, something you don't want to do in school zones. Instead, stay focused. Schoolyards are full of children who are too busy playing Red Rover and other games to pay attention, so make sure you do. Arithmetic, count driver and passengers. That's exactly how many seat belts should be buckled. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what's
up? Whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues 24 hours a day. On our bulletin board system, we have got thousands of posts, over 40,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 800 people, actually about 800 people interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Give calorie-free birthday fun with a 1-800-Flowers.com bestseller, the Birthday Flower Cake. This cake-shaped fresh flower arrangement is sure to impress everyone. Use code FTL to save 10% at checkout, good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Click, call, come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Yes, indeed. So, talking about California, man, what you're telling me that there has been legislation now that's been passed. It's sitting on, Schwarzenegger's desk to be signed, that's going to legalize gay marriage, correct?
That's what it says here.
What does that mean?
I'm pretty surprised by it. Let's see. Finish reading the article. The measure, which passed with no votes to spare, marks the first time that a legislative body in the United States has approved a bill that legalizes gay marriage. Schwarzenegger has not taken an official position on the legislation, but it's hinted that he'll veto it. Just 3 months after the Assembly defeated an identical bill, 41 Democrats voted to approve the measure. Three Democrats who had abstained in the previous measure changed position and voted for the bill. It's always a dilemma whether to follow or lead. This is one of those times in history which is looking to us to lead, said the Assemblyman Tom Umberg. One of the swing votes during more than an hour of debate, the final vote was 41-35, with all Republicans and a handful of Democrats opposed. The bill does not require any religious organization to recognize or perform marriage for same-sex couples.
Okay.
Thank God.
Right.
Can you imagine if it did?
That'd be outrageous.
It's scary that they even had to caveat this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Of course
they
it
thought
doesn't.
About it. They probably thought about it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, hopefully it just means that the government then has to recognize a marriage.
Right.
But the California state law did not place gender into the marriage code until 1977, the point is here made. Opponents have promised to go to court if the bill becomes law, saying that it violates the spirit of Proposition 22, a 2000 ballot initiative that defined marriage as being between a man and a woman. They also say that they will go to the polls next year with proposed constitutional amendments that would ban same-sex marriage.
Jeez.
You know, it doesn't matter what the majority of people want if, in fact, it's your human right. You know, if it's... It doesn't matter if 99% of the people in Florida vote to take away all my property and give it away to the poor people because the poor people need it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't matter that. What matters is that I own my property. And the fact is, people should be allowed to contract with each other. It doesn't matter what gender it is. And that's what marriage is. Marriage is a contract to live together.
Well, the way I see it, there are a lot of points. There are a lot of different arguments, a lot of different debates, and I'll get into a debate with someone. There'll be a free flowing river of ideas. But with this issue, people who don't support gay marriage are effing morons.
Why is that?
They're morons. Every single one of them. I can.
They're just biased bigots, basically.
I you know,
I think they
just
haven't thought about all the issues.
No,
I think that
really
they haven't thought that, in fact, when we wrote that, you know, this country is for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they probably didn't think about that. They thought, oh, wow, I can choose what somebody else's pursuit of happiness might be. I can tell them because there's the sanctity of this particular word, this particular contractual agreement that I believe in. I believe in this contractual agreement. That I should be able to tell other people how they should do it.
Now, however you feel about these jerks that want to tell people how to live their lives, let's reset and remember that marriage was actually originally created to keep black folk and white folk from marrying.
That's right.
I've heard that. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Marriage licenses were originally created for that. What I'd like to see happen is the complete abolishment of government involvement in marriage, period. Because what you have here is, first of all, just because you're a man and a woman getting a marriage doesn't mean that you're entitled to extra benefits from the government, which is how it is today, right? You get certain benefits for, you know, as far as tax dollars.
Essentially
and
do.
Other
there's,
things.
There's recognized routes of, you know, like heirship. You know, your property flows
right
down recognized routes. Of course, your will can, you know, has bearing on that. But if Ian dies without a will and he has a wife, if I die, I am the only one in this room that has a wife. If I die right without a will, my wife is in, you know, she's my partner and she gets it all, essentially.
Yeah, well, you could have that in a private marriage if you had a contract that said
sure
that. I mean, in your private, if there was private marriage and not all this government licensing, then you'd be able to have as restrictive of a marriage or as loose of a marriage as you would like. You wouldn't
right
have to have your marriage fit this government one-size-fits-all mold.
Right.
I mean, the government has the standard rules for marriage and the standard rules governing divorces, and it tries to shove everybody into this same mold, and it just doesn't work. Allow people to customize their marriages. And customization means you can marry whoever you want. In fact, if you want to marry, let's not just talk about gay marriage. What about polygamy? What about a guy that wants to marry three women or a woman that wants to marry three men? Shouldn't they be able to do that as well?
I don't see why.
Sure.
Nine guys can't get married together.
Why yeah not?
I don't see why, but now I can say that it does get difficult in the divorce arena.
Uh-huh.
You really got to plan for this, what seems like an eventuality at that point, if nine guys
problem
get married.
That's their problem.
Is, you know, I mean, does the one guy get to take half of the stuff and leave the other eight with only, you know, the other half?
It would depend on their contract.
It would certainly depend on the contract.
But my question for these zealots that can't stand the idea of two men or two women getting married to one another, at what point did your family values become the right ones? At what point did your set of morals become the official morals for America? Because there are 51% of you, does that mean because 51% of you believe that a marriage should be a man and a woman, does that mean that's how it should be?
Yeah, let's take it back almost 100 years ago. People watch movie Birth of a Nation by D.W. Griffith, which portrays the Ku Klux Klan as the heroes and saviors of the country of America in the Civil War.
Mm.
The movie actually depicts Klansmen on horses riding in and saving America. And Woodrow Wilson actually praised it as a thunderbolt from the heavens. He loved the film. But imagine we're back in that era and people saying, well, those blacks, they're just dumber and they're just good for picking cotton.
Yeah. And they shouldn't be able to get married to whites, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying these people are no different than the folks today who don't think gays should be married.
Oh, I see. The people who are critiquing black people in the past are just as ignorant as the people critiquing gay people today. Right. I agree with that.
I don't understand. In a country where we've put on a pedestal people like Frederick Douglass and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who fought for black and women's rights, respectively, mm-hmm, why is this such a difficult issue?
Well, I think that muddies the water and clouds the issue. I really do. Because at that point, you then get into the argument of what is the difference between black people and gay people. You know, actions versus color skin that you're born with. You know, those kind of things. The fact that I like to pound on this is that you're really affecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Absolutely.
Most certainly.
I mean, this really isn't any of your business. Right now, gay people are living in houses in your town, and they're
down
communicating with each other.
Maybe
it's
next
disgusting.
Door.
But they're doing it.
In
and
private.
It doesn't affect the sanctity of sex at your house, does
they're
it?
They're doing it in private.
Nope.
Is it affecting your kids? Is it going to have some sort of bearing on your life? Absolutely not. How dare you shove your values on other people? Answer that question. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, even these remaining moments. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there for you, the last 6 days of the show. We're right there on the front page of the site. There's no membership fee or anything like that. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. So, I don't know if there's more on this gay marriage issue. It sounds like it's going to be quite the contentious decision in California.
It's certainly not going to go straight through.
No.
I mean, you know,
I don't think Schwarzenegger's going to sign it personally. If he does, they're going to have court challenges. These ignoramuses that just are just so scared. They're so scared of gay people. Well, and do you think that these people that don't want to see gay marriage, do you think they've ever met any gay people in their lives, most of them?
Well,
not knowingly.
I can tell you this, is that in Massachusetts, which currently is a court decided the only, a court decided that it's legal to have gay marriage in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
And it has been for like a year now, the public opinion has dramatically shifted. I don't have the numbers sitting right here in front of me because I didn't know you were going to ask
shifted
these.
Shifted in what way?
Shifted in, it was basically 30-something percent of people didn't want... wanted gay marriage,
okay.
And then after a year, people realize, oh, well, we're not burning in hell, and nobody's turning into pillars of salt.
How about that?
This is amazing. Well, and the numbers moved from like 30-something that wanted gay marriage to 60-something that accepted.
So,
it's just whatever becomes the norm.
I see.
That the majority. Most people don't really care. Really. Most people don't care. And most people will go along with whatever the status quo is. Mm. So if the fact is, the status quo in some states has been moved, and in every state it's moving more towards. For instance, Governor Schwarzenegger believes that the states, what do they call those, domestic partnership laws, he supports those laws. He supports the domestic partnership law. So essentially there's gay marriage without calling it marriage in California already.
Right.
These things are slowly moving along. The fact is, folks better get ready. Gay people want marriage, and they're going to get it in the next 10 years in every place but maybe Utah, Alabama.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to cry in your milk? Are you going to cry every morning because gay people can get married? Is it
they're
destroying
gonna do,
the moral fiber?
You think they're going to do what they do with the abortion clinics and, like, shoot gay people?
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be insane? It's possible.
Well, it certainly is.
I suggested
shoot gay ministers. If you're up for that, GodHatesFags.com.
Because remember, now, the California, this law that they're going, that they might pass, says it actually does not force churches to perform gay marriage.
Right.
So remember, all of you anti-gay marriage zealots out there, if two gay men or two gay women want to get married in California, their most important step is finding someone to perform the ceremony. Because, I mean, if your church doesn't want to do it and the church down the street doesn't want to do it, it's going to be a little bit difficult for them. And, you know, that might just be the way it has to be. So get over it, people. It's happening. Just live your life. Influence the people that you can influence and do it on a voluntary basis. Stop passing laws to tell people how to behave.
And love your neighbor, for God's sake.
Yeah. They're not going to try and force their way on you. They never have.
I don't know. There is a gay agenda out there. I'm sorry.
Some of them are a little bit flaming, but you don't have to go to the gay bars. I mean, for the most part, they don't have gay parades in the streets. In general.
Well,
you certainly don't have to take your kids to them if they do.
Well, you know, the local government up in my neck of the woods here in the Tampa Bay area has gone so far as to ban homosexual literature in the libraries.
What does that mean? Any character with
gay books, no gay authors.
Well, they don't really know what it means. At this point, they're just a little confused as to what homosexual literature is.
I suppose so.
Homosexual characters. I mean, even supporting characters. I don't know. The book can't be printed in pink. It's a stupid thing to have said, but. You know, they don't know really what to do with it.
And the argument by the folks who support the ban on gay literature is, well, we don't want our tax dollars supporting this. And that's a fine argument.
It is a fine argument.
But if they want the tax dollars to support, say, I don't know, Christian literature that everybody pays for, well, that's just fine and damn.
Well, that's the problem is you're taking
gay
people.
My tax dollars?
Right, that's the thing. You're taking my tax dollars, and I don't quite agree with your stance on Christianity.
Which is why we just don't need public property. We just don't need public libraries. We don't need any of this to create this conflict.
I don't think any of Paul's books should have been included in the New Testament. That's my honest belief.
There ought to be a law.
If you believe otherwise, I don't think that they should have Bibles in the library that contains Paul's books.
I think you ought to draft the King Manwich version.
Hey, who really hates our freedoms? Our friend Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com has got a great short little article here. While flipping through some TV channels, I was unfortunate enough to catch a few moments of a smirking politician rambling on about freedom and liberty. What a tragic comedy. The fact politicians still have a market to spew their crap is a testament to the lack of thought of the average viewer of such pretended news programs. A few minutes of thought in any literate person of any degree of intelligence would dismiss politicians as con men. However, as any journalist on television, radio, has any journalist on television, radio, or in print ever confronted a politician by asking him exactly what is it that he means by freedom? Can you imagine the look on a bureaucrat's face if he was asked to actually define freedom or liberty? I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to prove government is incompatible with freedom or the protection of freedom. I'll first start by defining the word freedom, and so I'm not accused of being biased. I'll only use legal definitions. Liberty, according to Ballantine's Law Dictionary, means absent of restraint. And look at the last word, restraint. Liberty is absence of servitude and restraint, according to Ballantine's Law Dictionary. And the word free means without restraint or coercion. So, pretty clear, to have liberty, to have freedom, means you are not being restrained or coerced. You're not being forced into doing certain things, right? Otherwise, you'd be a slave. So we'll get into the rest of this. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll prove that government is pretty much useless. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you make a call now, we might be able to slip you in here. 1-800-259-9231, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything there for free, the archives, the streaming, bulletin board system, and much, much more. If you want to help support the show, you should check out the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can get all the details about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. I want to keep that short because I want to continue with Mark Stevens' recent article. The title of the article is "Who Really Hates Our Freedoms?" And he's started out, he's going to prove that government is incompatible with freedom or the protection of freedom, and started by defining the word freedom, and he's only using legal definitions from Ballantine's Law Dictionary. According to Ballantine's, the words liberty and freedom mean without restraint or coercion, the absence of servitude and restraint. Because if you're being restrained, or you are serving others at the, you know, the point of a gun, you're not free, are you? Now let's define what governments do. They govern. which means, according to Ballantines, to direct and control, to regulate, to influence, to restrain, to manage. It's correct to say freedom is liberty. It's correct to say freedom is liberty and absence of government. If there's government, then there's restraint and therefore no freedom. By definition and in practice, government is anti-freedom. Keep in mind, any slave had the freedom to do what his master ordered or allowed him to do, but he was nonetheless a slave. I know that statists, and without a shred of evidence, of course, will shout that government is there for protection, and they're the only men and women who can protect us. Well, that's nonsense, as everyone with even the slightest knowledge of government should already know. There's no duty to protect anyone, as we've seen time and time again. And any lawyer claiming otherwise is either lying or was asleep during that part of law school. Like I say, if you doubt me, then sue the police or the state for failing to protect you. A team of state lawyers will quickly file a motion for failure to state a claim. Statists argue that there have to be political laws. Fine. Then explain exactly how politicians protect freedom. Accepting such nonsense for sake of an argument, statists argue themselves right out of business because it cannot be said with a straight face that the states are protecting freedom and liberty. Is Nolens a very free place right now? No. And there's a lot of state there. Because freedom and liberty do not exist when there's restraint and coercion. Though restraint and coercion is another reason there's no duty to protect anybody. Statists also support the use of violence to provide and pay for a service. Statists think it's okay to kill people, to make them pay for a service that's never provided. If you doubt this, then refuse to pay taxes. A good one to not pay, if you want to demonstrate a politician's intent to kill, is the vehicle license tax. Go ahead and drive around without a tax plate on your car and see what happens when you peacefully continue to drive when the local revenue agent puts his emergency lights on. What do you think would happen?
Well, it ain't going to go well.
No. I can tell you that. When normal men and women provide services, even the service of protecting freedom, they don't exercise restraint or coercion in providing their services to customers because that would destroy freedom. They'd not only offer the services on a mutually voluntary basis, they would not restrain us of our freedom in order to protect it, i.e., they wouldn't take away that which they want to protect. By definition, the protection of freedom can't involve restraint or coercion. And yet, this describes exactly how men and women calling themselves the government operate. They coerce us to pay them for protection that they actually have no obligation or intention of providing, and then they restrain us in millions of ways, restraint that clearly has nothing to do with protecting. The smirking politicians destroy the very freedom that they lie about protecting. Look at the sales pitch these parasites spew. We must take your freedom away in order to protect it. Well, how do you protect what doesn't exist? Why is this nonsense accepted? Because politicians will have you killed if you don't accept it. So,
is this Mark Stevens?
It is.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. He says, anyone, regardless of their nationality or religious beliefs, refuses to interact with you on a voluntary basis, hates freedom. See you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a